My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Picture yourself in a living room. Your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, and cut out the middleman. Get free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger. Got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
Well, we got a little birthday party going on to celebrate 5 years. We're at the Sam Adams Tap Room here at Faneuil Hall in Boston on a Friday. And there'd be no way to do this show if it were not for a lot of other people. And one of them happens to be here this morning. The longtime vice president of news audio drop services on our program, Mike Brangiforti.
Hello.
I would argue, yeah, give Brangi a round of applause.
Thank you.
You never see him, you never hear him.
the way you like it.
But how long, you and I, you are the, probably, we have the longest tenured work relationship.
I think that's right. I started in 94.
Okay, on the old show.
Yeah.
So you would do the, so Mike is, every night, midnight to whatever, is up trying to find audio for the
yes.
for the show. So 1994 to now, that's what, 30 years?
30 years.
Multiple raises you received during that time, I believe.
One.
Oh, just one. In one race. One race.
Thank you, Joe Calgaro.
Yes.
Oh, man.
if you had to name, not to put you on the spot, but if you had to name your five favorite news audio drops that you have assembled of all time, this show and old show on AAF.
The one that comes to mind first is the one you played yesterday. The succulent Chinese meal.
We yes.
Get
that
your
one.
Hands off my penis.
Yes.
That is a and Wiggy. I know this is one of your favorites, but Moose Soup.
Oh, I love Moose Soup
Lady.
So
yeah, Moose Soup
is
Moose
just
Moose
the, soup. Is that Charlie?
Yeah, Moose Soup Lady is fantastic.
The other one was probably Snow, the beautiful girl, the chicken.
Oh, the chicken that
yes,
yes
oh
in,
yes,
the, in
yes.
the restaurant. Do we have?
She was,
have we played that in?
We have.
Yes,
yeah,
we have.
She
amazing.
Was a beautiful girl.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. Well, listen for the yes, Curtis.
And the biggest compliment was when you came over and we had that 2 week period we were trying not where you were trying not to work with Ken and I.
Yeah.
Before the show launched was once you finally were unable, you realized that you couldn't oust us yet. You said, sit with Brangi. That was the only advice you gave us. You said, he knows exactly what I need for sound. He is the best that's ever done this. I don't know how to say it. He just knows exactly what I need.
Yeah, and he is. Round of applause for Frank. Yeah. He's the best.
Very nice. Thank you.
You're the best to ever do it.
And there's no worse feeling than when I wake up in the morning and I don't have an email from him. Because if he's off, that means my day is going to be off.
I was
going to
ask, what happens when I'm not there?
Yeah.
Is that Jackson?
Yeah, it's Jackson.
Right.
It's Jackson.
Where is he?
Good question. We asked that often.
He's on. Yes, I think Jackson is on the phones, I think, this morning.
He had asked me a long time ago. He said that, would you be able to join my podcast?
Oh, yes. That was popular for about a month.
Does he still do that?
No, unfortunately not.
I don't think
it was a limited series.
I never replied.
It's summer reruns currently. All right. Well, listen, you do a lot for us, and we can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
Nice. Happy birthday. Nice. Great job nice for the Greg Hill Show. 5 years. They said you couldn't do it.
Now, they did say we couldn't. They did say that. Would you like a boozy donut? You can have a boozy donut.
I'm going to hold off. Okay. It's beautiful, but I'm going to wait.
Well, Wiggy will show you where the breakfast burritos.
Get your hands off my donuts.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Mike Branger 40. All right. We are at the Sam Adams Tap Room, and it is a fifth birthday party. We're going to get to They Said It coming up at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will definitely talk. We talked about it to start the show. We'll talk about it when we get to They Said It. An explanation from Gerard Mayo of sorts on why the franchise, as Shime would call him, only got one series last night. And so if you're glass half full like Shime and Wiggy, then you believe that there's some sort of a competition that is ongoing and that's why it went that way. If you are glass half angry like Curtis, then you don't understand what Gerard Mayo's doing.
I think it's everybody watching the game was like, what the hell are you doing?
I saw a few people saying, and it was an interesting point, do you think maybe it's a fight for third string? Like, you look at Milton and Zappi, they got more reps than anybody else, and maybe it's they're trying to figure out who they're going to keep and who they're going to send.
Really great teams can worry about the third string quarterback.
Be a really great team?
Yeah, right, that's my point.
He's saying that great teams can.
The Patriots don't have that luxury to be worrying about that at this point.
Because even if it's not a competition, why wouldn't you give Jacoby Brissett two series just to, you know, get his feet wet and see some things and that kind of thing? Why would you just only give him one series?
And I'm with Shot. Like, I thought just in the very limited sample size we saw that Drake May looked better. I thought Brissett got protection, and he was like, what do I do? And he got all like fancy feet.
Yeah.
Whereas Drake May faced pressure, looked like a young Tom Brady, unloading it to the back, you know, for 7-8 yards. He didn't look he did not look like it was his first time playing in the NFL, and I was excited, and I wanted to see more of it.
Maybe in the case of Brissett, you brought up the Kraft production last night. They produced the preseason games. Maybe he only got a series so they could get him on in game as they did last night.
Right.
Maybe that's more important.
What a great interview that was. I thought Devin was great, though, because Jacoby was like, I hope they haven't been too hard on me. Devin's like, well, hard? You played one series. What can I say about you?
All right. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, and time for this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Lead time. We will begin, as we always do, with Shime. Shime, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Gregory. Yesterday, I was very disappointed. It's really difficult for me to understand why Drake May wasn't more in that game, but it's even more difficult for me to understand the perspective of some Patriots fans. I woke up this morning to a DM on Instagram from Peter that said, quote, "Sorry, Shime, Joe Milton just looks more comfortable than Drake May," close quote.
Oh, God.
What are we doing? Well, Drake May played or threw the ball three times. He completed one screen pass. He completed one swing pass, and he threw a ball over the middle of the field to a receiver that might have been a little high, but hit the receiver in the hands. Probably wasn't caught because of the rain, and it is what it is. Like, how can you make a judgment like that when you see a guy make three passes in a game? Just because Joe Milton had fun running around, throwing passes against guys who won't be on NFL teams in a month, doesn't mean that Joe Milton is more comfortable than Drake May. It's just like, I just don't get it.
Don't people get excited about his arm and it, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the cannon of an arm?
Yeah, it's fun,
his
but he doesn't.
His athletic ability. Yeah,
like, you
know, scramble.
He certainly scrambled well last night, yeah. But I don't know what that means.
It's what we were when we were a bad team in the 90s. You know who everybody's favorite player was?
Michael Bishop.
Yep. Yeah.
Last year, everybody's favorite player was Malik Cunningham, and he's not even on the roster anymore. Like, it's just, it boggles my mind. Everybody needs to take a chill pill and just wait and let Drake May develop and get ready.
But you honestly believe this morning that the what Jerod Mayo was doing last night with Brissett and with Drake May was giving both of them a chance, and that he is still undecided about week one?
Yeah, I think this was his way of saying, like, yeah, every healthy player is going to play, but the two guys that matter the most, the two guys that might actually start week one, they're barely going to play at all.
But using that thought process, Shime, isn't Mayo setting himself up for a pretty easy second guess? Should Drake May start week one and struggle that he didn't get him more reps in the preseason?
Oh, absolutely. I don't disagree. I think you and I agree on that. May should have had far more reps in this game than he did. I just think that the lack of reps for both of them means that there's still a competition going on.
All right, Shime, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Are you guys doing the duck boat story in news?
No.
Great.
I was going to do Steve Kerr, but I think Wiggy's going to do that. Okay. So I'll scramble.
We could kind of double team it.
I got something else.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good job for both of you. So we all love duck boats. We take them when our teams win championships. But it's sort of, I guess, stands to reason that duck boats have had the same issue we all have. Getting around Boston is impossible. Mm. Generally speaking, when you go on a duck boat and you're a duck boat tour driver like Wiggy should be, it's 80 minutes, and then the operator and the tour guide have 40 minutes to relax. You don't grab a sandwich, take a pee, whatever. Well, the duck boat drives have now been 2 to 3 hours.
2 to 3 hours.
Because of traffic.
Mm. So they can't turn the duck boat over, meaning not physically turn it over, but get 5 or 6 different groups on there.
Right.
So it's probably killing them when it comes to revenue.
Right. One driver told NBC 10, "Traffic has gotten horrific. When I first started, it was pretty nice. But the changed lanes, what they've done with the lanes, has taken a toll on us.
Yeah.
The bike lanes, the scooters in and out, dipping under us, it makes it a tough day." The CEO of Boston Duck Tours, Cindy Brown, said, "It's as bad, if not much worse, than it's ever been. Tours are tightly scheduled for 80 minutes, but now have been going over 2 hours, with one ride over 3 hours just last week."
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'd rather have duck boat lanes than have bike lanes.
Well, that's what they should do, is take another lane of traffic and make it a duck boat lane.
My question is, what's the inflection point? Like, when do we go back?
Yeah.
When do people just sit back and say, this is madness? We have bike lanes in a city where it's nice 3 months a year, and in those 3 months, nobody uses them anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of a missed opportunity because so many people work remotely that you probably, if you didn't take away all of those lanes of traffic, you actually would have had less congestion after the pandemic and people working remotely, not coming into the city, but you squeezed everybody into basically one lane throughout the entire city and made it worse than it was before.
Exactly. And when a car idles, there's something that keeps coming out of the back of it that's not good for the environment.
Yes, yes. All right, Curtis, thank you very much. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. If you didn't notice, I am wearing country theme this morning because people did say that you were going to be a country station after just a few weeks
yes,
of being on the
true.
Air.
Yes,
so
they
that's
did.
Why I'm dressed in theme this morning.
Round of applause for our queen and the country.
Had to wear my cowboy boots.
And the country theme.
Queen.
Country theme. They did suggest that it would be country 93.7 or whatever, but yeah. Okay.
We did play Shaboozy yesterday.
We did. That is true.
That's
right.
Get excited, Celtics fans, because this is going to be a repeat for your Celtics.
Okay.
The disrespect that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have been shown since the day after they won the championship is only going to put that chip bigger, heavier on their shoulder. Watching Jason Tatum on the bench yesterday against Serbia, he looks pissed. Did not even take off his warm-up. He looked so mad. So if you're Jason Tatum and you're Jaylen Brown and you don't even get to Paris if you're Jaylen Brown, things are flying all over the place over here.
It's just draw.
Then you have the disrespect. Well, Doug just threw it in my face. I'm just saying. You lose your train of thought. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum are going to be pissed. Expect another championship out of the Celtics.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, that's going to be your lead, I assume. No,
my lead is going to be even more than that. Something that I didn't think I'd ever
do. Oh, yeah. That's right. All right. So I want to take a break.
Uh-huh.
I could not agree with you more, Courtney. Yep. We'll have time to get to it. I don't understand. It has to be that he's trying to prove a point with Jason Tatum based on how they beat him regular season. I don't get it.
I was so in.
They ran the score up. Is that what it is?
Nah, I don't know.
The Celtics ran the score up on him.
I don't think that's it.
No, he's just a dink. He's not dumb.
I mean, that was
a dumb move yesterday.
Jason, he's not as smart as he thinks he is.
Jason Tatum would have got you back into that basketball game much earlier. Yeah. I don't know why he's not in there.
I wanted to, like, literally...
He's sitting there waiting for Steph Curry to hit a three with 3 minutes left, or 2 minutes left, to finally get a lead in that basketball game. It's bizarre.
I wanted to go through the TV and literally slap him.
Yeah.
That's how aggravated I was. Yeah. So I can only imagine how Jason Tatum was feeling.
All right, we'll get to your lead. Yep. We'll get to my lead coming up. We're at the Sam Adams Tap Room, which is in Faneuil Hall, celebrating you guys for 5 years. And we'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.